There's a 19th century preacher, Robert Murray McShane, and he graduated from Edinburgh University at 14. That was back in 1827. He goes on to lead a Presbyterian church of over 1,000 members when he was 23. He worked so hard that his health finally broke. Before dying at age 29, he wrote, "God gave me a message to deliver and a horse to ride. Alas, I have killed the horse, and now I cannot deliver the message." That is the picture of burnout. Well, let's talk about that and dealing with burnout on today's Repurpose Man podcast. Welcome back to the Repurposed Man podcast. We're continuing and we're going to finish our discussion on burnout. Today we're going to talk about dealing with it. You know, it's really about finding your passion for who you are and your roles again. There's a gentleman named Stephen who, when he first started his job, he loved it. And he went into work every day with purpose and passion. And he was really excited about all the potential and difference that he could make with his job. But not long, maybe just a few years later, it was really hard to recognize him. He dreaded going to work. He felt like his work was meaningless. He was always stressed. And he started to call in pretty frequently. And those are classic symptoms of burnout. And if you've experienced it, you know that there has to be a way out. Before you experience lasting damage to your sense of well-being and your career, this is what we need to talk about. Because there is hope and there is a way to deal with this. So let me just go back and review, because we talked about this last episode, just about what burnout really is. And simply, it's physical and emotional exhaustion. And it can occur when you experience long-term stress in your job, when you've worked in a physically or emotionally draining role for a long time. You can also experience burnout when your efforts at work just fail to produce the results that you expect, and you start to feel really disillusioned. And on top of that, you may work in an environment where there is very little positive feedback. And that kind of contributes to your sense of dread, but also a sense of a lack of worth. So you might be experiencing burnout if you think every day is a bad day, that you're exhausted most of the time, there's really no joy or interest in your work, you even feel depressed by it, you're overwhelmed by responsibilities, you have this escapist mentality where you start to self-medicate maybe, and you have less patience with others, and just generally a sense of hopelessness. So how do we do it? How do we recover? Well, let's be honest, it's a slow process, but it is worth the process. And there are just simple things, I think, first that we need to do, and that is just realize that there are symptoms, physical symptoms, things that we can take care of, or at least address. Maybe you're not getting enough sleep. Well, obviously that's going to contribute to it. But maybe there are reasons why you're not getting enough sleep. Maybe your cognitive processes just won't be turned off. So those are the things that we need to deal with. What are those things that are causing us to just constantly be in a state of our mind racing? Maybe we're not eating well. We're not just taking care of ourselves. And those might seem really obvious, but when we're busy, we often ignore the very most basic needs. And so instead, we take care of others and their responsibilities far more than we take care of ourselves. And that contributes to burnout. You know, when was the last time that you took a vacation or maybe a leave of absence? You know, that's a start to recovery. Maybe time away from work gives you the distance that you need to relax and de-stress. And I know we're in a very competitive world and your job may be very competitive and you feel like you are, you get a sense that you're indispensable, or there's a fear that if you did take time off that someone would come in and take over your job. But if you're constantly stressing about that very thing without any kind of consultation or counsel from somebody else, You're just going to be constantly running that through your brain, and you never relieve the stress. And so while the stress and the problems that you're experiencing at work may still be waiting for you when you get back, taking time off is essential for getting the rest you need and coming up with long-term solutions to burnout. Well, what else? Well, I think if you reassess your goals, next time you need to reassess your personal goals. Burnout can occur when your work is out of alignment with your values or when it's not contributing to your long-term goals. You know, you could be very frustrated and burn out if you have no idea what your goals are. So I would suggest that you start by identifying your values and thinking about what gives you meaning in your work. And then I would take that and use that to craft a personal mission statement. I know I've talked about that before, but this is kind of like a self-analysis, and it gives you a deeper understanding of what you find most important, and that allows you to prioritize those things. And it's going to show you which things, if any, are missing from your life or your work. Maybe you need more play in your life. Maybe you need just more downtime. Maybe you need more relationship, those kinds of things. And then we can look at how we can tie our values and our mission to our current role, our job, or relationships. And this can mean that you craft your job to fit you better, or even just changing the way you look at your role. So those are things. But I also would add this, because I think this is true with me, is that we don't use the most powerful word in our language, and that is no. There is a power and a freedom to saying no. And we get caught up in the urgency and the value that we cannot say no, that we have to be all things to all people at all times. And so we will always say yes. We will never say, I can't do something or I won't do something. Instead, we just say, yes, I'll do it. And so we add layer upon layer upon layer of responsibilities that maybe we were never intended to have. So we need to be able to exercise that word. And so that's something that we need to really incorporate into our lives. So again, burnout is exhaustion from all those things. It's a state of emotional, physical, social, and even spiritual exhaustion. What happens, though, is that it leads to diminished health, social withdrawal, depression, and this spiritual malaise. So again, what are some things we continue to do with that, making sure that we understand just what burnout is? I always would say, think about the whys of burnout. And there's always an exercise that we try to implement. It's called the five whys. But sometimes it's more than that. But it's always asking the question why and adding the question why. When you're trying to assess, evaluate, and develop an understanding, it's good to ask the question why. You know, take time to think about what are the negative feelings that you have about your role, and then ask why do you have that? And this helps you and allows you to get to the root of the problem. And once you've identified the cause of your burnout, write down at least one way that you can manage or eliminate that source of stress or unhappiness. And then if you're in a leadership position, how well do you delegate? Are you afraid to delegate? Or are you one that feels like you have to have your hand in everything, and the only way that it's going to get done is if you see it through? You have to learn to delegate. And then finally, from a purely human level, we have to focus on the basics. You know, if you've experienced burnout, your body may be in need of attention. And that's why it's important to think about the basics of good health and well-being. You need to start getting plenty of exercise. Countless studies have shown that this offers many physical and mental benefits. Not only does regular exercise help reduce stress, it also boosts your mood, it improves your overall health, and overall enhances your quality of life. So what does the Bible say about burnout? Does it even talk about that? Well, I believe it does. And I believe it gives us a prevention plan. And fundamentally, our prevention plan for burnout is finding rest in Christ and following His direction for life. And so a lot of you might be thinking, yeah, but I'm not even there. I don't even feel close to Christ. And I get that. I've been there. But it's also where we find I think of the passage in John 15 that basically says that to really persevere and to continue dealing with burnout and to get to the other side, we really have to do what John 15 says, and is we have to stay connected to the vine. So what does that look like? Does that mean we do an hour Bible study every day, and do we pray for 7 hours, or do we go to church every time the door is open? I don't think so. I think it's a matter of just staying connected in any way we possibly can. Sometimes that means inviting people into our lives to say, can you just pray for me? Because right now I'm dry. Sometimes it means that I have to just read a passage a day just to get back connected, to feel that lifeline, so to speak. And we have to take care of ourselves spiritually. You know, this term self-care implies not only caring for one's body as the temple of the Holy Spirit by getting proper exercise and sleep and nutrition, it also means taking time to laugh, to engage in hobbies, to be with friends, sometimes to be alone. Maybe you go for a walk or a hike, you soak in a bathtub, read a book, you journal, whatever that thing is. But often when we first begin to set boundaries, such as those required in order to avoid burnout, like saying no, some of those around us don't respond too well. And when a person is used to your continual yes, they may not know how to handle a no. So your fellow employees or your employers, your families, your fellow church members may not understand what you're doing, and you may even suffer the loss of relationships. But you may also find yourself engaging in even richer relationships and truly enjoying the activities of life. So when we're following God, we can trust that He's faithful to provide our needs. Matthew 6:33 says that. And God has designed us, and He knows what is best for us. When we rely on Him, we can trust Him to make our path straight. As Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, it takes wisdom, discernment, and faith to live within God's parameters. But it's there that we find true life. So we recover from burnout by entering God's rest. We avoid burnout the next time by staying in tune with God's specific directions for our lives. You know, God is more interested in our relationships with Him than He is in our work. And there's nothing spiritual about burning out for Jesus. Well, that's all we're going to be talking about today on burnout and dealing with it. We're going to put that away. I hope that's been helpful. It's been instructive, hopefully even encouraging. And if it has, let me know that. Write to me at bob@therepurposedman.com. Also, I'd love for you to go ahead and rate and review the podcast. But until next time, this has been Bob Dyer, and this is the Repurposed Man Podcast.